Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
While the last quarter of the year can be a hectic time at work and in your personal life, planning for the holidays, celebrations, and upcoming travel, it's also the ideal time to make strategic money moves for a more prosperous new year. That's because December 31st is the end of the tax year, a critical deadline for certain aspects of your finances. In this show, you'll learn 9 money moves to make now, or at least before the end of the year, to improve your finances. Following one or several tips can bring you more success and security in the new year. Hey friends, welcome back to the Money Girl Podcast. I'm Laura Adams, an award-winning author who's been bringing you tips and advice weekly on Money Girl since 2008 with over 41 million downloads. My most recent title, Money Smart Solopreneur, a personal finance system for freelancers, entrepreneurs, and side hustlers, was a number one Amazon new release. It's a great book if you're thinking about starting a business or you've already started one that you want to grow and really make the most of. It helps you build your business and also your personal finances. If you have a money question or a suggestion for a show topic, I'd love to hear it. All you have to do is call 302-364-0308, leave me a quick message, or you can visit lauradadams.com and use my contact page to send me an email. Okay, if you're ready, let's just jump in. We're going to talk about 9 financial tips to save money, get additional tax benefits, and make the most of your insurance, credit cards, retirement accounts, and more. Money move number 1 is to create a holiday spending plan. Due to sticky inflation and high interest rates, the end of 2023 is going to be a financially tight time for many Americans. You know the holidays are going to be here before you know it, so it's wise to create a spending plan now. If you don't already have a holiday budget, consider what you can realistically afford to spend this year without racking up expensive credit card debt that's going to set you back financially. Consider making a list of every holiday-related expense you can think of that you're going to need to fit into your budget. It could be throwing a party, traveling, buying gifts, wrapping paper, cards, decorations, and clothing. Jot down everyone you want to buy a gift for and people you want to pay an extra cash tip so no one gets forgotten. Then assign an estimated dollar amount for each purchase or gift and total up your list. Now, if you realize that the total is unaffordable or would require you to go into the new year with a nasty debt hangover, start saving money for the holidays now. You can put a little aside every week, even if it's a small amount. Consider opening an FDIC-insured high-interest savings account so your money can grow safely and as quickly as possible before the holidays. And if your estimated holiday expenses are just way over budget, consider ways to make the holidays more manageable, like asking party guests to bring a dish, agreeing to skip a gift exchange with adults in your family, or deciding to travel on days when flights are less expensive. If you wait until the last minute to think about the holidays, you're going to have fewer options, feel more stressed out, and spend more. Planning is the secret to having a more affordable and joyful holiday. Money move number 2, spend your credit card rewards. If you use credit cards, they probably offer rewards like points for travel, purchases, and gift cards. Some may require you to activate specific spending categories, so pay attention to those and any bonus offers and sign up to maximize your rewards. Many card issuers offer additional rewards for purchases made through their online shopping portals, giving you more points for every purchase. However, some rewards may expire at the end of the year, so log into your account and take advantage of them. They might even help you purchase gifts or other holiday-related items. Move number 3. Max out a workplace retirement account. If you have a retirement plan at work, like a 401k, 403b, 457, or a government thrift savings plan, or TSP, review how much you've already contributed for the year. For 2023, you can contribute up to $22,500 or $30,000 if you're over 50. If you can max out your account or get as close as possible before December 31st, I highly recommend it. Every pre-tax dollar you contribute to a traditional retirement plan is money that you skip paying income tax on until you make future withdrawals. For instance, if you make $100,000 and you put $20,000 in a traditional 401k in 2023, you only pay income tax on $80,000 for the year. You get that fantastic tax benefit even if you don't itemize deductions on your tax return. Additionally, many employers match a percentage of your contributions. It's like an incentive for you to participate in their company-sponsored retirement plan. That's free money to build a larger nest egg and simultaneously cut your taxes. So even if you can't afford to max out a workplace retirement plan this year, always contribute enough to max out an employer match. Note that some retirement accounts, such as an IRA and a SEP IRA, do not have year-end deadlines, but they give you until your tax filing deadline, including any extensions, to contribute for the prior year. But as I mentioned, you have to make traditional and Roth workplace retirement plan contributions before the year's end for it to count in that tax year. So review and increase your workplace retirement contributions before December 31st whenever possible. Money move number 4. Make the most of your medical insurance. Your health, dental, and vision insurance benefits and deductibles get tied to an annual schedule. So year-end is the perfect time to squeeze more value from your medical policies. If you've already met your deductibles, you can save money by scheduling needed appointments and paying for healthcare before the end of the year. Otherwise, remember that your deductibles reset to zero starting on January 1st. In other words, after you reach an annual medical deductible, you have the opportunity for your insurer to pay as much of your healthcare expenses as possible. Delaying appointments into the following year means you may pay more than you have to. But don't go overboard on appointments because plans typically have a maximum number of visits for doctor checkups, dental cleanings, physical therapy, and prescription eyeglasses. If you're unsure if you've maxed out your insurance benefits for the year, ask your doctor's office to find out what's covered. And by the way, if you don't have health insurance, it's critical coverage because an illness or accident could leave you with a massive medical bill. Even a quick trip to the emergency room or a short hospital stay could cost tens of thousands of dollars. Going without a health policy is simply a risk you should never take. Note that the annual open enrollment for Marketplace health coverage begins on November 1st, for coverage to start as soon as January 1st. During open enrollment, you can visit healthcare.gov to sign up for a new health and dental plan or change your current policies. If you miss the annual healthcare open enrollment, you won't be able to purchase a Marketplace plan unless you have a qualifying event like losing your job, getting married, having a child, or relocating to a new state. Marketplace plans are covered by the Affordable Care Act, and therefore they have many benefits. They include no premium increases if you have pre-existing medical conditions, no lifetime maximum coverage limit, and subsidies that reduce your monthly premiums based on your income and family size. Move number 5. Drain your flexible spending account, or FSA. If you have an FSA through your employer, it's linked to the calendar year. Many employers offer these medical spending plans to help workers save for qualified expenses like childcare and medical costs on a pre-tax basis. However, there's an annual deadline to spend your FSA, or you forfeit most of the excess. This is known as the use-it-or-lose-it rule. The cutoff varies by company, but is usually on December 31st. If your employer adopts a grace period permitted by the IRS, you may have additional time to spend FSA funds after the new year or carry over a small amount, like $500. If not, be sure you drain the funds before the end of the year. You might spend them on prescriptive care or medical supplies, like dental checkups, vision exams, prescription eyeglasses, or contact lens solution, so you don't lose a penny in the account. Note that if you have a health savings account, or HSA, it does not have a spending deadline. Funds can stay in an HSA indefinitely with no penalty, even if you change insurers, become uninsured, or are unemployed. So don't confuse those two medical savings accounts.
Dogs are an important part of our lives. That means protecting them from parasites. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus, afoxolaner, moxidectin, and pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're delicious and easy to give. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask about NexGard Plus chews.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Move number 6, prepay tax deductible expenses. Another really smart year-end money move is to pay or prepay as many tax deductible expenses as possible. Now, some require you to itemize your tax deductions, but others don't. So here are a few to consider. Charitable donations. These are deductible in the year you pay them. In other words, initiating an online payment or making a credit card charge before December 31st counts for the current year, even if you pay the credit card company next year. So give what you can afford before the new year. Medical expenses are deductible up to certain limits. You can deduct your unreimbursed healthcare expenses that exceed 7.5% of your adjusted gross income. So take care of as many of your family's medical needs as soon as possible before the end of the year. There are many deductible healthcare expenses, including medical, dental, vision, hearing, and mental health services. Your medications, eyeglasses, contacts, medical equipment, and travel for medical care also count. Set up appointments and pay for prescriptions and other deductible healthcare expenses before the year ends. Home mortgage interest is deductible on your primary residence and a second home. You can also deduct your property taxes and any points paid when you purchase the home. You could make your property tax payment ahead of time and pay your January mortgage payment by December 31st, so you have additional interest to deduct this year. Student loan interest is deductible to certain limits, even if you don't itemize deductions. You can generally deduct up to $2,500 of interest paid on education loans. If you paid more than $600 in interest to a single student loan lender during the year, you should receive Form 1098-E. But even if you don't receive the form, you may still be entitled to the deduction. So check with your lender to learn more. Money move number 7, boost your retirement savings rate. The year end is an excellent time to increase your retirement savings rate for the following year. Use your online retirement account to make contribution changes or ask your benefits administrator or an account custodian if you need help doing that. In 2024, the contribution limits for workplace plans will increase by $500. They're going up to $23,000 or $30,500 if you're over 50. Now, if you don't have a workplace plan, everyone with earned income qualifies to contribute to a traditional IRA. For 2023, you can contribute up to $6,500 or $7,500 if you're over 50. And as I mentioned, you have until April 15, 2024 to make IRA contributions for the 2023 tax year. For 2024, the IRA contribution limits will also increase by $500. So they're going up to $7,000 or $8,000 if you're over 50. So make a goal to boost your retirement account contribution rate by at least 1% each year until you hit the maximum limit or you set aside a minimum of 10 to 15% of your gross income. Some investing firms allow you to automatically increase your savings rate by 1% at the beginning of each year. If you have that feature in your retirement account, go ahead and set up an automatic escalation so you won't have to think about it next year. Move number 8, review your emergency documents and beneficiaries. If you had significant life changes during the year, such as a marriage, divorce, or children, update your emergency documents. They might include a will, healthcare proxy, and power of attorney. And if you don't have these critical documents yet, make an appointment with an attorney to set them up as soon as possible. Without them, your wishes about many end-of-life issues may not be apparent or carried out how you want. Also, review the beneficiaries you named on financial accounts, especially retirement accounts. Many people don't realize that the beneficiaries on retirement accounts, annuities, and life insurance policies supersede your will. In other words, if you have an ex-spouse that you would not want to inherit your 401k after your death, you need to immediately remove them as a beneficiary. While this tip to get your documents in order may not save money before the new year, it can set your family and heirs up for success if you die or can no longer handle your personal affairs. As you spend time with family and friends during the holidays, it might be a good opportunity to discuss your estate plans and any changes that you think you should make. Talking about grim issues like death, becoming incapacitated, or naming guardians for minor children can be difficult, I know. But addressing them can also give you incredible peace of mind. And the last move, number 9, create or update financial goals and automate them. You might want to set some financial New Year's resolutions as the year ends. If you already have a budget, review it and make adjustments based on any changes in your income and expenses. It's a great time to think carefully about what goals you want to achieve in the coming year, like building savings, investing more for retirement, getting out of credit card debt, putting kids through college, buying a home, starting a business, or taking a memorable vacation. Then you can create a plan to achieve them over time slowly. If you don't have an emergency fund, I'm going to highly recommend that you prioritize starting one or increasing one for the new year. Having a cash cushion to fall back on can really be the difference between surviving a financial emergency, like losing your job or having an unexpected medical bill, or getting buried under it. Having at least a couple months' worth of living expenses, ideally a minimum of 6 if you can, you know, get up to that level, gives you tremendous peace. You'll know that you've got money to deal with any financial hardship. I'm a huge fan of automating every aspect of your financial life that makes sense, including automatic transfers from your checking to your savings and retirement accounts. Automation can also really help if you're struggling to build a cash reserve. You might ask your employer to split your paychecks, so a portion gets deposited into your checking account and a portion goes into your savings account. Or you might just set up your own weekly or monthly recurring transfer from your checking to savings. That can streamline your finances and help you stay on track for a more prosperous new year. I really hope these tips have given you some action items and things to think about as we get a little closer to the end of the year. It always comes so much faster than we expect. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week. Until then, here's to living a richer life. Money Girl is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Steve Rickyberg. Our editor and digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchins. Our advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. And our marketing and publicity associate is Davina Tomlin.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.